and love to everybody worldwide, and I mean everybody. And special salutations to all of my kings, queens, and to all my army in between. And welcome back to the Sugar Service, y'all. You are just in luck, so guess the fuck what? I am still your host who loves a good toast. Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother Let's Get Right on this juicy Friday night. For those joining us for the very first time, this is my only chance to really describe the vibes. This is and will always be a safe space, and honestly, it might be the safest space in the world. Here at the Sugar Service, we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news, even though this world never has a clue, and hopefully somebody major will stop by because sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. Oh my God, you guys, guess who I heard is stopping by, and I'm already completely over-fucking-whelmed. Kerwin Frost will be stopping by the service today, and if I were you, I would stay glued in those seats, you heard? But before we can get into that, let's clear our hearts and minds because it is time for the Word of the Week.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Preach, preacher.
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, sweet babies, I hope you are beyond burger ready for the good food that I have for your spirit on today. You ready? Let's go. If you have ever heard and or agreed with a statement that goes like this, practice makes perfect. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but the statement is all cap. Practice does not make perfection. Practice makes improvement. I'm sure you already knew that, but when you believe in other people's lies, you will also program those same lies into your own subconscious. But let's go over my food for thought one more time. Practice does not make perfection. Practice makes improvement. Do not be afraid to fuck up a time or two. Do not shelter your disappointments with denial. Remember, practice makes improvement. And here's another thing, purpose. Purpose will always require inconvenience. Sometimes convenience is the enemy to intelligence, y'all. Don't be stupid. Your purpose matters. You can't grow into purpose with old familiar seeds. Oh my God, let me say that one more time. You cannot grow into purpose with old familiar seeds. New vibes, good or bad, only seems like an inconvenience because you have to acknowledge and accept change. So I'm going to say this one more time so we can keep things moving expeditiously, cute. Practice does not make perfection. Practice makes improvement. Ashe, okay. I hope you received, downloaded, created a new folder, and saved this word to your desktop of your mind like I did. But unfortunately, it is time for something not worth saving. The news. DJ, pump the beat. A recent study shows that even if you hate exercise, you can change your mind and your habits. I hope you didn't need a study to tell you that, but it's always good to hear change is possible, y'all. All right, everybody, in real news that's all too real, a third of all American workers make under $31,000 a year, y'all. And they wonder why people are quitting in record numbers. What the fuck is going on? All right, everybody, I might as well mention it because everybody else is mentioning it. The Oscars. Well, all I have to say is Will Smith for president. That's it, period, that's it. All right, y'all, I gotta talk about this because it's my new favorite thing and I've told all my friends, so I might as well tell you as well. I fucking love NBA basketball. Like, I never knew that I would actually love sports and it would be like NBA basketball. Like, I fucking love it. So, yeah, we in the playoffs and yeah, I bet a little bit, but I actually really, really love it. And I just want to say one thing. Kyrie Irving, we worked really, really hard to get to where we are. And now that you can play the hometown, I need you to act like who you really are. Like, don't try to show up at the end of the game. Show up for the whole game. And that's on that.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame. Presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all. This is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community. Because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is my best friend, brother, sister, and guest on the Sugar Service, our beloved Gito. As most should already know by now, Gito is and will always be the true host of NYC, y'all. As well as one of the best on-the-grounds casting directors I have ever witnessed in my lifetime. And all I keep seeing is him grow, 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 and motherfucking grow. And you already know. So into the giant we all know he is and meant to be, Gito, you are our local hero of the week. Keep fucking going, sis. All right, y'all, I am so excited. You will not believe who is in front of my screen and my eyes right now. And he got on all red, just like my big, big heart. My big brother, little brother, my little big brother, Kerwin Frost. What's up, baby? You like my intro?
Thank you for having me. Yes, I loved it. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, welcome to the Sugar Service. I have a radio show because I talk a lot of shit. And because all my friends are literally the future.
Same.
And my friends are actually the future. Some people think I'm caring when I say that, but I'm like, no.
No.
My friends are the front line of the future.
There's receipts already there.
Receipts already there. But here's the reason why I started this show is because people could read about it. But they can't hear you talk about it. And I think you know exactly what that means, you know, with Kerwin Talk Show, because I was on that show, you guys. Whoever stole the yellow shirt that I had on in that episode, please return it to me because I cannot find it in my closet. It's my favorite t-shirt. But I started the show so that, you know, my friends could talk about what's really good so that people could hear from the horse's mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, it's needed.
Welcome.
Because if not, they try to tell it for you.
They try to tell it for you, exactly. And you are the writer of your own story. And your story is becoming a huge book. I need a bookmark at this point. Like, tell the people how or when you decided to. Well, first, give a little backstory of, like, Kerwin Frost for people that don't know who Kerwin is.
I don't even know, honestly. Not even on an existential tip, but it's just like, I don't know. I think I'm just a product. I'm a product of like my environment, but in the most like chaotic way.
Mm-hmm. But this chaotic way became a figure. So like,
yes,
you're a figure now and a multi-figure at this point. Like, it's like you, when you jumped in, you didn't jump in one way, but you jumped in many ways. How are you able to balance that out? And what I'm talking about for people that don't know is Kerwin is a mogul, a business mogul. He's also a father. He's also a fun, really good time. He's also carrying. Like, he's also doing the most in the matter of 1.5 years. He's done more than a lot of things that happen. Yeah, let's talk about it. Like, a lot of things came your way for the past 2 to 3 years. I know you were ready for it. You've been ready for it since we met you years ago, running around in Soho, just being annoying. Like, you've been ready for this.
Yes.
Everyone else is late, to be honest with you. Well, you know this.
But no, for sure.
But how are you dealing with balancing all of these different things? Because soon you will realize, and maybe you have already, because this kind of happened to me too. Soon you'll realize that you're the glue for all of these things. As much as you think all of these things are like opportunities, you will soon realize that you're the glue that continues these things. You know what I mean?
It's hard to even, I think, accept it, because I like fully when I was getting in the game, and I would even tell Gito, like I was looking at you guys, and I told Gito even before, like, I used to watch his Karma Loop videos.
Oh my God, yeah.
And like his old like hosting videos. And it was just like, but he was still able to be himself and say, hey, like I'm not only reporting here, like I'm here with the people. Like I'm in the field. This is what the people think. And it was a super small way of him doing it. Like he would probably like just hate me mentioning those videos. But like I saw those and him complaining about like working at H&M. And I remember at that time, my goal was to like get to work, like the register at like a Bape store or something, like a V-Files, like just getting to like, I guess, be the host of the store and like control your own music. Mm-hmm. Like that was the height of it. But even with you and all of us, I think what all three of us hold in common is kind of like, there's no for us. It's kind of like, we'll figure out whatever it is we have to do, like, and make it ours. It's not, you're not going to get it from like a different tone. And so there's always been versions of that. Cause even when I was younger, I met Oscar 1992 and he was doing his party. And then he was doing Massive with Melissa Burns. Mm-hmm. And I had like no idea about like just even like gay culture, like the night rave life or anything. Like I just wanted a DJ. And he was like,
also Oscar being a legendary graphic designer.
Yes, a legend.
Well,
a legend.
Like,
yes,
Oscar created the Hood by Air logo, for people that don't know, years ago.
Yes.
Oscar created one of the first logos for Hood by Air.
So I had met him and I just wanted a DJ, and he was literally getting paid like $100, would give me $50 to like split his set with him.
Oh my God.
And then like,
you DJing is really caring, by the way.
Yeah, it's, but like playing time, like house music, like without knowing anything about it. Like I was just like, this is it. And it also like allowed me to never see kind of like a separation of boundaries. Like during that time, people were like losing their fucking mind at like a rapper wearing like a skirt or a kilt. Mm-hmm. And here was like this group of geniuses downtown, literally doing this, living this, breathing this every single day.
Yeah, it got,
you know,
real.
Had to go
really
10
real.
Times harder. And it was like, it always helped me never see like the difference from like, I guess, like hosting to designing to DJing. It's all the same output. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're so grown now. I love it. Guys, he's so grown. He has on a cardigan, guys, a button up. Like, you're so grown. What a businessman. I love the businessman that you've become. Like, so let's talk about the future, because you've done a lot. And
yeah,
that means you're going to continue to, well, you're going to do more. But you have a lot of fans now, and you're a huge influence. And I am really big on influences, because influence means a different thing to me. Influence to me means leadership, which means there are people under you. Is there a plan for the people that's under you? Like, how can these people get involved? You know, I mean, you have supporters. Yeah, we're going we're going to the movie festivals. We're buying what we need to buy from any collab. But how can like a young Kerwin, or someone who is aspiring to be just like Kerwin, because now they can see their dreams online. You're doing dreams that little kids want to do. How, or do you foresee it happening, Kerwin Frost teaching the kids, or teaching the youth, Kerwin Frost the teacher, or something like that?
Yeah, I love that you asked that, because I think about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And even with when I am doing like a film festival, it's like, I'm going to show these movies that mean something to me. Like that's what you're watching, and I'm introducing them, and like, you're getting to come to this thing, but like, I'm not really charging. But I also try to like hire as many people as possible and pay correctly. Like I've never had like an unpaid intern mm-hmm. or like I've always like went out of my way to try to like do that or make everything free or like.
Wow. You I guys, guess, like, hold up. 1 second. You guys heard it here first. Not only can you work with Curran, but he's also going to pay you, even if you're an intern, to work with Curran. That's a big deal because a lot of interns don't get paid. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what we grew up in. You know, mm-hmm. we weren't getting shit. But it was like through that, and then through the interviews, like through Kermit Frost Talks, I was trying to do that and kind of like just show, like I don't know. There's different levels to it. I think like for people who have been in the game so long, like mm-hmm. to even continue to find things to get excited about, because there's so many pillars of like shit that made us want to be part. This is you true. Know what I mean? That like. Is completely not there anymore.
Yeah, at all.
And then a lot of times, like I don't know, like I'll have something coming out, and I'm just like, yo, I like need you to support on this. Like, mm-hmm. like your peer will look at it as like, oh, he's just trying to get like free promo. Like they're not even they'll see you get to a level and then like be like,
it's oh, insane.
Okay, like he doesn't need the push anymore. Like right. the right people are seeing it. And I just look like a bystander, like meat rider. If I'm like, you know what I mean? Supporting yeah,
for
or
sure,
whatever.
For sure.
So there's that part where it's your own people.
Right.
And then it's like, there's this other entitlement of like, you have to like cover these people, right. which is like another thing like right. that you get from your own people.
Wait, you know so what? Like, speaking of covering people, I have to cover my ass. So we're going to take
yes,
a break
yes,
and
yes,
I'm
going to
pay a bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
And we are back. So yeah, so keep the formula going.
Okay, so there's those parts. And then like now I think like a huge thing that I keep seeing because mm-hmm. I only work with my wife and I'm always looking for help because we are literally raising a child. You know what I mean? There's so much like just sensitivity around what we do because
absolutely.
There's like no one else. But when
shout out to Waffle.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, but when... A lot of times when you bring someone on in this day and age, there's also this, I don't know if it's just me seeing it or if it's a bad perspective, but there's like an entire generation of people who grew up with like Kanye interviews
yeah.
and like are extremely overly confident after the first kind of attention thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And like within 3 months, we'll want to kind of like take over your company and like yeah, openly yeah. say like, it's no problem. Like, oh yeah, yeah. No, I deserve to just be the creative director. Yes. And that's
with
like,
no content.
No, with no context at all. So there's all those stressful things. And I try, you can't let it jade you because there still is. And I meet people every, like anytime I do pop out and leave, you know, I'm like in like Patrick's Rock, like under mm-hmm. Patrick's Rock. Like once I finally step out and I'm like,
that's me.
You know, I got the babysitter or whatever. I do run into people who are moved from those levels who do take like teaching points away from it. And I don't know. I do want to figure it out though, because it's important. And
I think it's really
yeah,
important.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you need to teach the new generation this type of formula because this is the new way to yeah. be free, actually.
Yeah.
Not even to just live, but just to be free and do what you actually yeah. want to do.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
All right. So one more question. I got one more question.
Just one more?
Well, I have 1,000 questions, but I got to go get my hair done.
What?
I have one more question.
I'm over here giving like paragraphed answers.
Damn. Well, that's important. Like, this is important. Well, this question is very important. This question you need to really, really think about. You shitting me? You fucking shitting me? Yeah. All right. Here we go. So I do this thing every week with all of my friends called the carry of the week.
Yeah.
And I think you know what that means. If you don't, I'm going to explain it. We together, we decide what we think is carrying. It could be something political. It could be something that you saw this week. It could be something in the past. It could be something that you see happening that you don't think should be happening that you want to call out. But what do you think is the carry of the week, or what should be the carry of this week on the Sugar Service?
I saw people getting mad at Erykah Badu for leaving her set at Smoke and Grooves. And that made me so mad.
Yeah.
Because I was there in that audience. I went as a GA guest. I wanted to experience it exactly how it was. Mm-hmm. And I never seen so many just like beautiful people.
Yeah, GA is the wave.
I guess like really just, no, in that situation with a lineup like that. Yeah, you're just like, I can't go as Kerwin Frost. Like,
yeah.
It was really amazing. But then like there were so many politics within that festival that made me feel weird. Like you couldn't go to the front unless you didn't like, you know, you couldn't sneak your way up to the front unless you had like the VIP thing. You had to go through this like beer garden. And then like the sound was fucked up for everybody. Like Roy Eggers was performing Sunshine in the Sunset. And like you could barely hear him. It was crazy.
Damn.
And it had happened to everyone. And then when she came on stage, I mean, yeah, she was the closer. They cut her sound. And
wow. So the whole show was carrying.
The whole show, I wish like I was just like, whatever, I guess like there's money to be made, but it's just like, you never get to see a lineup like that of that caliber. Mm. And for me, I'm just like, that should be the most protected, like
agreed,
festival lineup that we're going to do it, if we're going to take it there, like everyone from the fans to like,
I'm sorry, but there's no respect here in America.
Yeah, no.
For anything. There's just no respect for anything here in America. It's really terrible.
Girl. I mean, like in my experience, when I've tried to like produce events or whatever, I end up like really going to war for that sound. Cause that's like, to artists like that, that's all that matters. Yeah. But like, I do end up never making any money because of it. Like it just,
I mean, same.
So I get it, but it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
We got to do better. Yeah. That was the carry for sure. Don't get mad at Erykah for some sound problems.
I know. Wait, I got another question now. Speaking of carrying. Speaking of carrying, let's talk about some of the apparel that's been out, because you got the girls furry in the streets. Okay. I love everything. We love everything over here at Sugar Service. Like, we love it. We have it locked up in the closet. I'm so proud. Like, I can't wait to like 20 years be like, look what my friend made. And it's on a wall like and shit house. Like that. Like, I love it. Like, what's up with these collabs? Like, what's the intention for this, like, for that customer? Because, you know, once you start making clothes, it's more than a fan. It's now a customer.
Right,
so
right.
What's the intention of this customer? Who is this customer? You.
I feel like it's like making it for myself. But there's a... I don't know. I love the commercial of it. Like, I love commercials so much. That's like my favorite thing ever. I love like they just live forever. So it's like when it's making something, it's never like specifically, I never go in and think about the clothing. Like I have this shoe, the human chive, the one with the face.
Mm-hmm.
Originally I wanted to make like a baby high chair with Bloom when my daughter was about to be born. And I wanted to put like these big eyes and like, you put like your baby in a mouth, like this, like evil high chair. But like,
what an artist!
I'm just a fan. I'm just a fan.
You're an artist.
I don't know,
Kerwin. You are an artist.
Thank you.
You are an artist. Kerwin Frost, ladies and gentlemen, is an artist. He's a fucking artist. You shitting me? A fucking artist. And I'm excited about your future. You fucking artist.
Thank you.
All right, I love you, baby. I gotta go.
I love you too.
I'm gonna see you soon.
I'll see you soon. Love you.
See you.
Bye, Jesse.
All right, everybody, as we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due, because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You could love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends, y'all. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure. While they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last motherfucking flower they most certainly deserves. I'm out of breath talking about it because they really, really, really deserve these flowers. This week, we are proud to honor my great friend, the international carry known as Josh Johnson. Josh is an incredible, gifted artist, writer, dancer, and now a new father. Josh is also one of the first Black dancers to elevate from being known as an elite dancer to now also being credited as one of the first movement directors in high fashion. I didn't even know that was a thing, y'all. He's actually a movement director. And in my 12 or I guess now 14 years in fashion, I have never knew that that was a thing, but I am so glad to know that my friend is the one that's doing it. All of his accomplishments are so major, and because of them, I want to give him his roses the fuck now. So Josh, for all that you do and continue to do, these roses are for you, boo. Carry the fuck on. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And yes, they, them. I had a great time here on the Sugar Service, y'all. I hope you did, too. Special thanks to my special guest, Kerwin Frost, for stopping by. Make sure you follow everything that he is doing, y'all. You actually never know. You might be next. And of course, I can't forget to thank my lovely listeners. Never forget what I say, y'all. Be determined and never defeated. Hope to see all of you again. Same place, same time. Right here on Spotify. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Salih. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller Gordon, and Yuno Alubeji. And help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Wood. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Tapp. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.